Focus on flowers. In her book, The Once and Future Gardener, Virginia Clayton provides examples of articles that were published in popular American garden magazines between 1900 and 1940. One article, by Helen Wilson, focused on spire-like flowers. She also called them steepled flowers, evoking the image of a church steeple pointing heavenward in an English village. In high summer in our gardens, we can use red-hot poker flowers, sometimes called torch lilies, to provide erect spikes. They are members of the lily family, and their botanical name is Nepheophila. These perennials like full sun and moisture, but must have good drainage, especially in winter. Cut the flower stalks to the ground after blooms fade, and cut the foliage back when it looks unkempt. They rarely need division, but offsets can be cut from the sides of the clumps in the spring. The 2-foot-wide plants grow up to 4 feet tall when in bloom. Many cultivars are available, most in hot colors. Wilson wrote that the artistic placement of spire plants is an intriguing game. One must keep the width of the bed a little greater than the tallest possible spire. Otherwise, the spires appear precariously placed. However, if plants are strategically placed, the gardener, like a master builder, can draw eyes towards heaven. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Nepheophila.